Good afternoon. Welcome to Puzzle Parenthood and then some. Puzzle Parenting and then some. Sorry. It's homecoming week here and I'm losing my mind a little bit. So just bear with me. Hope everybody's doing well. It is Friday. Today I want to talk about a topic that has been a little hot here. We're in Alabama. Where I reside, which is the use of CBD oil or hemp oil in children with autism. It is now legal to use hemp oil for children with epilepsy, which my son does have epilepsy. And I'm going to be honest, we were giving it to my son prior to the approval of the FDA's Epidiolex, because I do not wait on Big Pharma to tell me what to do. Charlotte's Web was highly recommended by parents across the board for epilepsy. My son is on two different epilepsy medications, and we had already had him on a meal plan for 12 carbs a day. And I don't know if you've ever done the carbohydrate diet, but 12 carbohydrates a day is nothing. So if you can imagine putting a two-year-old on 12 carbs a day, that was really hard. Take away all the crackers and you can't even walk through the store. So we did that for 2 years and it did not help. So we put him in the hospital, got him off that meal plan, hooked him up to the VEEG, which is the video EEG where they measure for seizures, just to make sure that he wasn't going to have a seizure coming off of that diet. And he didn't, and it was okay. And now he's, you know, older and he's not on that meal plan anymore. But it didn't make a difference for him. Now it has for a lot of people, so I wouldn't discount it, but it did not make a difference for him. When you get to a point where you're willing to take away all of your child's food joy, which is pretty much what I did, and then I learned how to cook, I could make you a very low carb almond flour muffin, or a very low carb or possibly carb free creme brulee, if you like. I really did learn how to cook for him, because I didn't want him to be a miserable toddler. And so from the ages of 2 to 4, 4 and a half, he did this, and we did it as a family. And, you know, it was not easy and it was not cheap. And we committed, though. When you get to the point where you're willing to steal their food joy, which, I mean, what do toddlers have, you know? Goldfish, they love them, right? My kid didn't get that. So when you get to that point, you're like, I would do just about anything. Like, probably, excuse me, but I'm going to go ahead and say it, go outside, dust off some white dog poop, and like feed it to my child. If there was any evidence medically that it would help him not have seizures and not have, because the more seizure medicine you give them, the more irritable they become, because it depletes their B6, so you're giving B6 supplements, then you're having to treat the behaviors. Well, I didn't want to put him on behavior medicine because that's just how I am, or how I used to be. I was in denial. And so I would have done just about anything if there would have been medical evidence to back it up that it would work. But, you know, so when they started saying Charlotte's Web, I did all kinds of research, and I came to the conclusion that, hey, this is worth a try. It does not have THC, or it doesn't have enough THC to hurt or cause a high or to hurt anybody, or to even spike blood levels of THC. So I think it was 0.03%. So it was just worth it for us to give it a whirl. And so now that was $200 a bottle, $250 a bottle, I believe, for the Charlotte's Web. So it wasn't like we were doing it all willy-nilly. We were really trying to find a solution to this problem, and we did not take that step lightly. We did begin the Charlotte's Web, and we started that, and we sort of very carefully adjusted the dose, working with the Stanley Brothers Company affiliates to accommodate my son's weight and his age and all the different factors. And, you know, we talked to our doctor, our son's pediatrician, about it. She was all for it. In the beginning, his neurologist was all for it. But then, of course, came the study for CBD oil. And then the neurologist kind of stalled on her support. But we were already giving it to him at that point. So, and did it help him? Did it make him come off the medication? No, he's still on seizure medication. But we were able to lower the dose of the seizure medication. And that was something for us. That was a step for us. And his behavior began to improve. And so while he's still on behavior modification medicine, and he still goes to ABA and all that stuff, you can really tell when he misses his CBD oil. And so we did the Charlotte's Web for, I don't know how many years we did it, but until the Epidiolex was approved. Epidiolex is the pharma version of Charlotte's Web. And the reason that the doctor, I really didn't want to switch because I was like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, I'm one of those people. But my son's neurologist had actually done this. She was the first in the state to be able to write the prescription for Epidiolex. And University of Alabama at Birmingham was the one that conducted the study on the CBD oil. So, and how it affects epilepsy and all of that stuff. I wasn't convinced by the study results. What I was convinced by was what I saw in my child. And I felt that it really helped with his behavior more than the epilepsy, even though it does, he was able to reduce his amount of medication. And was that a result? Was the question, I guess, is, was his behavioral modification a result of reducing his seizure medication, or was it a result of the CBD oil? And I don't know. I don't know for sure, but I can tell you that if he doesn't get his CBD oil, I can tell. So I think the CBD oil really does help. I read some studies. Oh my gosh, the studies I've read just are through the roof. And because, you have to study these things. Like, you can't just give your child CBD oil because somebody says, oh, yeah, let's do this. You know, no, you have to get into it because there's a risk to everything. Everything you put in your body, there's a risk to. Like, I don't even give my kid Red 40. I don't. It affects him. I can tell. It makes him hyper. It makes him irritable. It makes him angry. And it stays in his system for about 4 days. So I don't like it. He doesn't get it. And it's not good for him. He doesn't need it. And so that's an example of something that, you know, we've cut out of his system. He doesn't eat French fries. He doesn't need it. It's not a necessity for his life. And they're very fattening. And he is already overweight due to the behavioral medications that he's on, and so he can live his life without French fries. And they also make him a little bit I want to say he goes into a frenzy. Like, he can't just have one thing of French fries. He needs like five things of French fries. I don't understand it. And he can't even hold that many. He just He just wants more and more and more and more. So, you know, there's just certain things that he just doesn't get. But either way, back on topic, I did a lot of research for the CBD oil. And when we decided to try it, we did it very cautiously. My husband and I both tried it first to make sure that there was nothing that was going to happen. You know, at the time, my son and I weighed about the same. And so, it was like, okay, well, is it going to make me feel funny? Is there going to be, you know, what's going to happen? The only thing that happened is it tasted like crap. So I was like, okay, well, he's never going to take this because it's chocolate flavored oil. For Pete's sake, it like leaves a film in your mouth. It's disgusting. But he did eventually, and it worked out, and we got up to the dose that that we felt that was a threshold dose that was helping him, but not, because there is, I feel like when we got over that dose, maybe he started acting out a little bit more. I don't know why. I don't think that that happens for everybody, but for him it did. So we decided to stick with this certain dosage, and that was with the Charlotte's Web. And so anyway, the neurologist said we needed to switch from Charlotte's Web to Epidiolex because she said Charlotte's Web is plant. It's grown out in the wild, and you know, it's not, every batch is not the same. It's not regulated by the FDA, which means, you know, it's just not, every batch cannot be guaranteed the same. I get where she was coming from because I work in the medical field, but I still was hesitant to change over to the Epidiolex. However, she did convince me, and she wrote the prescription, and we filled it, and we started it cautiously optimistically. We were cautiously optimistic that it would be exactly the same, and it is. It just is. It's more potent than the Charlotte's Web, so, you know, that was something that I had to consider. Right now, he's on close to the maximum dose of Epidiolex, but it works really well. It is horrifyingly disgusting, like the way it tastes. Strawberry oil, if you can imagine that. A very strong flavored strawberry oil. It's just terrible. So we masked that with, we just put it in like a little bit of Sprite or ginger ale, and he drinks it out of a hot pink straw, which is distracting. And, you know, sometimes he gets it all down and sometimes he doesn't, but it is, cause he takes it twice a day cause they cannot give it at school, which I think is crazy because now it's legal medication. So I don't understand why our state is so far behind that. Okay, now we have this as a legal medication that my son gets, and insurance pays for it, as opposed to me paying for this, you know, $250 bottle of Charlotte's Web and having it shipped to my house and, you know, all that stuff, which was legal, but, you know, it was kind of frowned upon, but it was still legal because of Carly's Law. So, anyway, the Epidiolex is now an FDA-approved medication prescribed, and it is delivered to my door by UAB Pharmacy whenever it is ordered, or whenever it's filled every month. A person delivers it to my door. They don't mail it. It's a very special kind of, it's a controlled substance category 1, which is kind of wild because it doesn't have any THC in it. So I don't really understand why Alabama is so strict on all of that. I did a piece on the news about this because it's just so, oh my gracious. I know a lot of people don't believe in medical marijuana, and I myself would never benefit from it, I don't think, because when I was younger, I tried marijuana when I was a teenager, and it was terrible. I hated it. But there are many people who, you know, could benefit from it. And who am I to say, no, don't take something that, you know, don't take this marijuana because it might make you feel better, but there are other people who might abuse it. Look, people who are going to abuse something are going to abuse it. I mean, that's just the way it is. You don't see, you know, there's heroin everywhere. There's heroin everywhere. It's killing people every day. Clean that mess up and then come talk to me about how marijuana is bad. Okay? That's all I'm saying to lawmakers. I just spent an hour on the phone with some kind of town hall meeting with Mike Rogers, listening to people talk about assault weapons and impeaching the president and all this stuff. And the only question I had was about medical marijuana, and they didn't want to talk to me about that. And so, because he's a Republican and he doesn't believe in that. Well, I used to be a Republican, but I can't identify with either party now because I can't stand beside either party and what they believe in, because I stand beside my child and what he needs. And he needs CBD oil. And at some point, as he gets older, he might need something with THC in it to calm him down for me to keep him out of a home. And that is my goal. And hey, if your kid is not affected by autism as much as mine, if there, you know, there's a lot of children who have autism who, you know, are not as adversely affected as my child, who is at the level, learning level of a 2-year-old or, you know, 18-month to 26-month-year-old, but he's 10. And then there are some children who are affected only socially, and, you know, there are some children who are affected in many different ways by autism that don't have a lot to do with behavior. And if that's the case, then this discussion is probably not for you, and you may have never even thought of giving your child CBD oil or hemp oil or even THC, because I have thought about giving my son THC as he gets older. Not now, he's 10, but I mean, when he gets older, you know, when he gets bigger than me, when I can no longer handle him, is it better for me to put him in a home where I have no control over him? The thought just breaks my heart. And I have no control over what happens to him, and I don't get to see him all the time or be with him all the time. And anybody could do anything to him, and I wouldn't know about it because he couldn't tell me. Is that thought more reasonable or acceptable to any of you than me giving my child THC to see if it helps him calm down enough to stay at home and live with me so that I can take care of him? That is what you have to ask yourself, is put yourself in my shoes. When I say medical marijuana needs to be looked at for every state, and I don't mean just for somebody like my son, I mean for anybody who is sick, but I'm a healthcare professional. I'm a writer, yes, but before that, I was a healthcare professional. I was a teacher. Before I was a teacher, I worked with patients, hands-on. People are sick. You might not see them every day, but they are. And people are in pain, and people are dying of cancer, and they need help. And sometimes Big Pharma can't provide it. And even if they can, people can't afford it. And there are some medications that cause more side effects than they are helpful. But look at the side effects of CBD oil. Just look at it. If you don't believe me, just look at it. Look at it. Look at Big Pharma's side effects. Like the Epidiolex side effects are so, you know, okay, it's oil. It can cause diarrhea. They listed some other ones, nausea, upset stomach, stuff like that. But it's not like some of them, like they do those commercials that make the medication look scarier than the disease. Oh my gosh, no thank you. And actually, I'm on a medication because I have a rare disease. that is, I have a rare autoimmune disease, and so I have to take medication for myself, which I rarely share about myself, but I have to take this medication for myself, and it's scary, but I have to take it, or the disease that I have, which is called tachyosis arteritis, which is inflammation of the great vessels, you know, it could kill me if I don't take this medication, but I don't want to know the side effects because I have to take it. So I don't need to look at it, you know, but that's not the case with Epidiolex or medical marijuana. The case with that is, what are the side effects? Okay, well, with CBD oil, you're looking at diarrhea, possible upset stomach. Okay, well, fortunately, it doesn't affect my son in that way. So we didn't have to, you know, adjust his dose for that. It might affect some people in that way. And if it did, well, they also say it goes away, you know, after you take it for a while. And people wonder oftentimes, I think the major question is, I see it almost daily on some autism board that I'm on, whether it be Alabama Autism or Autism Families or parents of autistic children, or, you know, just everywhere, somebody asked the question about CBD oil. Have you considered CBD oil? If so, what are your thoughts? And the bottom line is, my thoughts are, it works for my son. It's not a miracle cure. I mean, I don't know if it would work if your child had like ADHD. I'm not sure how that would work. You know, I think it's probably different for everybody, just like every medication. But is it worth a try? Heck yes. Heck yes. If you can do that instead of giving your child one of the antipsychotics or getting them on one of the medications, I forget the class, like Ritalin or something like that. If you could try CBD and it worked, then you wouldn't have to put them on the other medication. How awesome would that be? It would be amazing that you could save them the side effects caused by those medications, which are allowed to be given at school, even though they are also, I believe Ritalin is a class one narcotic or Medicaid, something like that as well. So, I still don't understand why they can't give CBD at school, but either way, we do it twice a day, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., and 7 a.m., 7 p.m. on the weekends, 12 hours apart. And it works pretty well for my son. We've seen a dramatic change between that and his ABA and the other medications he's taking. I don't want to discount them because they do help him dramatically, but everything works together for the good, if you know what I'm saying, right? So when we take one thing away, you know, it does collapse the system, you know, I mean, with his behavior. So when we take him off of the CBD oil, or he has chosen not to take it, and when I say chosen, I mean when he has spit it out, had a fit, pitched a tantrum, you know, whatever, and we just couldn't get it down him, you can tell a huge difference in his behaviors. We have a chart, so we know. We get a chart from the school. We can keep a chart at home of his attempted bites, attempted pinches, attempted scratches, and how many times he has to go in to his calm down place to decompress. And whenever he has missed a dose of his Epidiolex or CBD oil, those numbers go up. And, you know, I mean, the numbers don't lie. So that's just the way it is. I don't understand why politicians think that they need to make the rules when they have no idea what it's like to be in our shoes, and to do what we do on a daily basis, and to go through what our children go through. And CBD is not a narcotic. It is not a narcotic, folks. Like, I can't stress that enough. It is not medical marijuana. It is not weed. You are not putting your child in the back of a VW van and toking it up. CBD oil is not anything like getting high. It doesn't have THC in it, which is the active ingredient in marijuana. It just has the good properties of the plant. So it helps focus. It has been proven to help in epilepsy, and that is across the board, which when they did the study, they only did it for two different types of epilepsy. But it's across the board pretty much now that they are, found out that it has helped many different types of epilepsy. So whether or not you believe in CBD as a means of helping epilepsy or autism, just consider it, consider what you've heard here. And, you know, everybody make their own decision about how they feel about it. It's not going to hurt my feelings. But I feel like that we rely too much on people in Washington to make decisions about our children's medical future. And that, I don't know how to change that. I mean, I can't change it. There are things that I can't change. I've already written my congressman. I've already written everybody who I can write as far as that is concerned. And there are certain people who agree with me, like Doug Jones, and there are certain who is a Democrat, and there are certain people who do not agree with me, such as Mike Rogers. However, either way, I can see that my son's neurologist is sitting on a panel that is trying to press forward with approving some kind of medical marijuana in the state of Alabama to help with, or at least she's trying to give the facts. I'm not sure exactly what her personal agenda is on the matter. I don't want to speak for her, but I can say that she is sitting on the panel and she's given the facts on what she has seen in her research. So with that being said, I feel encouraged that somebody is setting up for my son, you know, and I am doing it too. I'm walking the line, you know, I'm standing up for him. And if I thought that THC would help him, and if someday in the future that I feel like that he needs that, I will take that to my son's doctor and I will say, I believe that my son could benefit from an added amount of THC. What is a safe dosage of that for me to give him? And she's going to say, it's not legal in the United, I mean, it's not legal in the state of Alabama. And I'm going to say, what is the safe dosage for me to give him? Because I want to do the right thing and I want to do what's right for my son. And I mean, she may or may not help me with that, but I don't think she would if it was illegal. So, but don't worry, I would get to the bottom of it and I would figure it out. Because my son's, in this case, is my priority. And if I can do something to help him, then I will. And I think that all of us parents are that way, whether you have a special needs child or you don't. If your child is typical and has no problems, would you do anything to help them and make them well? Of course you would. Of course you would. I mean, that's what we do, right? Like, we want to be well. We want our kids to be well. That's the dream, you know? And I think that everybody can agree with that. No matter what we disagree about, we can all agree that we want our kids to have the best lives that they can. And if that includes some CBD oil every day, or if it includes, you know, medical marijuana someday, then so be it. And I think that's all I have for today. Bless up and bless out. Have a great weekend.